It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico State University's College Assistant Migrant Program, or better known as CAMP, will partner again with the American Red Cross and the National Cesar Chavez Blood Drive Challenge for Blood Drive to be held at NMSU's Corporate Center parking lot next week. Emily Guerra talked with CAMP Director Martha Estrada and CAMP Recruiter Ricardo Trejo about the Student Migrant Program.
What have been some of the challenges in recruiting students?
A lot of the challenges that I see with students is the motivation to pursue higher education. One of the hardest things is motivating the students to come to college, to think about coming and getting a degree, which is beneficial for the rest of their lives.
And how do you motivate them?
One of the things that I do is I tell them my story. So my story impacts them a lot, being from an immigrant family, myself working in agriculture at a very young age. Them being able to see me as an example, it motivates them and it sees that it is possible. There's a Spanish term, the si se puede, and just being able to demonstrate them that it is possible.
Si se puede. Yes, they can. Martha, what has been your passion about working with CAMP?
I truly enjoy serving the population that we work with. Their work ethic transfers from the fields into the classroom, into the program. I enjoy tremendously working with the parents. Part of the services that we provide include parent services or family services, meaning that a couple times a semester, we invite the families, we have the CAMP family meetings, and we invite them to come meet with us, ask any questions. So we have these parent meetings where we invite community partners to come and share their resources. For example, this past weekend, we had five agencies come and share the services that would be beneficial for migrant seasonal farm working families.
What types of services?
We had, for example, the Amador Health Center come and share about the farm worker health program that they have. In addition to Help New Mexico, they have a GED program, which is our sister program, the high school equivalency program. They came and shared about their services to parents if they would like to work towards a GED. Also, CAFE, Comunidades en Acción y de Fe, came and spoke about the type of work they're doing to improve farm worker overall wellness. And who else came?
The workforce yes. Connection.
And how many participants did you have?
At the family meetings, we invite the parents or family members of all 30 participants that we serve. Our freshman cohort is comprised of 30 students. And we usually have anywhere from 20 to 25 families join us.
So they learn about community service, fundraising, social activities, and promoting leadership skills.
Correct. So we have a CAMP Student Council, which is an ASNMSU chartered student organization. We have officers that oversee this council. I serve as co-advisor, along with Dr. Gabriela Moreno. Ricardo is very active as well. He attends these meetings. And in this student organization, that's where students focus on community service, leadership skills. And one example of the community service projects is the National Cesar Chavez Blood Drive Challenge that will take place March 18th, 19th, and 22nd. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. We will have buses outside of Corbett Center Student Union for donors to not only go and donate blood if they wish, but also stop by and learn about Cesar Chavez and his legacy as an American civic leader. We will have information about the UFW, United Farm Workers, as well, and we invite the community to come and join us.
Is this the first time you've done this?
No, actually, the blood drive has been sponsored by the CAMP Student Council for well over 10 years. It is a national challenge, so there are other CAMP programs across the country, as well as just institutions of higher education that participate. Now, the goal of this blood drive, as I mentioned earlier, to share Cesar Chavez's legacy, but also to increase the number of Hispanic blood donors.
Have a lot of Hispanics been resistant to donate blood?
I can't say for sure if there's resistance or there's a lack of opportunity. But at least for our students, when we say, you know, there's community service hours that you have to put in, they're happy to do so once they learn they don't have to donate. But once they are there and they learn that donating blood is not painful, but actually serves a greater purpose, we do have students donate.
And what is the importance?
So the importance of donating blood, of course, is to save lives. We want to be able to impact students and let them know that the little bit that they donate is going to save somebody's lives.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Martha Estrada and Ricardo Trejo at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.